Prepare yourselves, Bucs fans. Unleashed from the corporate shackles of the Tampa Tribune, Tampa Bay's only Pro Football Hall of Fame voter is finally free to speak his mind. That's Ira Kaufman, the custodian of Canton himself. The Ira Kaufman podcast is presented exclusively by Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa on Fletcher, just west of 275, and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon, Brandon's only luxury dealership. The best ever summer sale event is on now at Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon. Turn up the volume, put up your feet. The Ira Kaufman podcast is on at JoeBucksFan.com.
Another Ira Kaufman podcast, but it's a game day podcast here with the custodian of Canton. And it's game day, preseason albeit, but game day is here. We got a game tonight. Freaking exciting, Ira. I feel so much for the fans who they wait and they wait and they wait. And we don't play January football around here. So the wait is long, and most people don't get to come out to training camp. Now they finally get to see their Bucs. What are you looking for tonight?
I'm going to put it like this, Joe. This game doesn't count, comma, but it does. And by that I mean nobody's going to remember the first preseason game once the regular season rolls around. But you know what? It is important because Dirk Cutter, at the age of 57, has been waiting a lifetime for this moment. This is the first time he will lead an NFL team onto the field as a head coach. And even though the results will be long forgotten this fall, Buck fans want to see a crisp performance. And you know as well as I do, I believe they opened at Minnesota last year, and they looked terrible. They looked terrible. Special teams were atrocious. The Vikings did anything they wanted on that field. The Bucs were flat at the beginning. And this is a new era. Steve, let's be honest. Dirk Cutter hasn't wasted any time putting his stamp on this team. From throwing Seferian Jenkins off a field this summer to naming his number three receiver after 1 week of training camp, to saying the defense kicked butt. These are all things we'd never get out of Lovie Smith. It's a different style, and these fans want to see a different style on the field.
Yeah, and the kick butt line came after Tuesday's practice when really the defense was dominant against the offense, and it was a rough day for them. But you make a great point, and here's why, Ira. Think about what Dirk Cutter has done this offseason, this training camp. Practices in the morning, nighttime walkthroughs, anything to keep pressure and heat off these players. Ending some practices early, having some cut short, going to Tropicana Fields and taking off the pads. It's been a very light training camp. I mean, they won't agree with that here at One Buck Place where we are, but it's been kind of soft so far.
But, Steve, in certain ways, the heat is on. And by that, I mean he's not mincing any words. Let's look at the tight end spot. Lovie Smith would have said, we've got very good competition going on.
Sure.
Dirk Cutter says, Cameron Brate's ahead of Seferian Jenkins.
Well,
he's playing better.
Here's my point. Yes, it's very different. And he's kind of gone soft on the players in a lot of ways physically. So when you go soft on the players physically, and it's all meant to get them fresh and sharp, if you come out flat tonight, that's not good. You've got guys then looking around saying, well, we had every reason not to come out flat, and we're flat against a team you just beat last year by, what, 35 points? They blew out the Eagles last year.
They absolutely did.
And this
did.
Is not a good Eagles football team that they're going to face. So it's not an important preseason game, but it is. They need to sort of reflect their head coach, who's no nonsense. Let's get after it. We know who we are, even though we're new, and we've set ourselves up to come out razor sharp and healthy and ready. And it's supposed to be about 85 degrees at kickoff tonight. They should be ready. If they're not, we're gonna cry.
Steve, if there's one word I would use to describe what Buck fans are looking for and what the Buck coaching staff, more importantly, is looking for tonight, that word would be crisp. They can lose 24-17, and nobody is going to cry about it if they look like they're disciplined and they're on point. They were very, very sloppy last year. And let's be honest, this is not the New England Patriots. They don't have the talent to overcome these kind of mistakes. They can't lose the turnover battles. And they can't commit 11 penalties for 109 yards. They're not good enough. They got to give themselves chances to win these games.
I'm very glad you mentioned the discipline angle, because that's very important. And that ties to Crisp and the discipline. It's a hot button for fans after the Bucs had the most penalties.
Pre-snap penalties.
Most penalties in the league last year. They flirted last year, Ira, flirted with the single season mark for penalties, which was going back to 1998 in the Chiefs. The Bucs were flirting with that for a while.
And Lovie Smith talked about it all the time, Steve, but it didn't show up in
games. It didn't matter. They really tuned him out. They tune that out, and we need to see, as fans, we need to see the Bucs look better. I mean, how else do you say it? They have to look better, and that ties to Crisp as well as penalty-free and sharp. Now, is there a player you have your eye on tonight?
I would say Vernon Hargreaves. Neither team is going to go with their starting quarterback more than a couple of series. That's just the way – that's NFL protocol. And as much as Dirk Cutter's his own man, Steve, we've seen that in training camp. He's a maverick at times. He's not going to go away from that. Jameis Winston's not going to play half this game. He'll approach that like, you know, in game three. They'll get their tune-up. So you don't want to read too much into that. But a Hargreaves, who I think's going to see a lot of action, make no mistake, Steve, this guy is fighting for that slot corner job. And I think that's a bit of a misnomer, because that guy's on the field 70% of the time, if not more. You got your three wides. You got your second and tens. Here comes Hargreaves. If he gets this job, he's had an uneven training camp. He hasn't sparkled, but that's okay. It's early. It's very early. He's gone from Gainesville to One Buck Place. Not an easy transition for anybody. The kid's got a world of talent, but does he have the instincts? That's what I'm going to be looking for tonight. Instincts. Is he in the right? Can he jump plays before they happen? You know, all the things that make outstanding defensive backs. Anticipation. That's what I'm looking for Hargreaves.
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting things at play, because Cutter said in the spring that, hey, Vernon Hargreaves is going to play. He's a top pick, first-round pick. That's who plays in this league. He's a talented guy. However, Cutter has also said many times, and he was very heated this past week when he said, hey, the best guys play, and that's the way it's always been. Well, by Cutter's own admission, you know, Judah J. Barima has been playing a lot of slot corner and been looking actually better than Hargreaves in training camp. I'm not saying that there's a deep competition there, but you know what? Ultimately, if you want credibility with your team, you got to put the best guys on the field. And there is a competition there right now. How much it's going to go, we'll get a bit of a glimpse of that tonight.
What's interesting about that, Steve, is and I don't want to make too much of it, because I don't think it's an issue. But the dynamic between a coach and the front office, in terms of the tight end spot, you've got a second-round pick in Jason Light's inaugural draft class. He might be beaten out by an undrafted free agent out of Harvard. Now, that also makes Light look good for finding Brate, although they cut him last year, and they were fortunate enough to get him back from the Saints. A move that Cutter told me last week crushed him. When the Saints picked them up. And then let's go to Hargreaves. Number one picks, Steve, are supposed to play. And he wasn't the 29th pick in the draft either. They're supposed to play a significant role on a 6-10 team. So there's a dynamic sometimes, Steve, between the front office and the coaching staff. You made the right point. The best players are going to play, and Cutter has gone out of his way, Steve, let's be honest, to say
he has.
I don't care about the pedigree, which is very refreshing for a coach to say and for all his players to hear. I think that's the way to go. His contract doesn't matter. His draft status doesn't matter. we're going with the best player, and fans love that.
It's the healthy way to go, but when you put it out there, like Cutter has so clearly, you have to stick with that. You lose a lot of credibility if you don't, especially with a new regime when guys have got their eyes on Cutter and how he's going to handle that. I'm not rooting against Hargraves. I believe he's going to play a lot, but he still has to prove. He has a lot to prove. It's not like he's had any kind of stellar training camp here, to say the least.
We're also going to look at Noah Spence, Steve. How is he going to be utilized? How effective is he? Can he help in run support? All unanswered questions. Darryl Smith, strong side linebacker, knows Mike Smith's defense to a T. And one more thing, which I don't know how much we're going to get into it in game one of a preseason, Steve, but I think this is a big, big issue going forward, is how is Mike Smith going to utilize Lavonte David? You and I have beaten this into the ground. We're not saying Lavonte David didn't play well in 2015. But you know what? We didn't notice him every game either. Need to notice him every game.
Yeah, it's a big question mark. I don't think you're going to get too many answers tonight when they get pretty vanilla out there. For me, though, Ira, one thing I want to see, very much so, and it ties to what you said before, Lovie Smith's defense last year, no matter what you say about it, it was very strong against the run, one of the best in the league. They really only had two games in which they didn't play very strong run defense. It was the pass defense and the 70% completions allowed that was ugly, but that run defense was very sound. That can't get sacrificed here in all the shuffling that they have to do and in figuring out where Noah Spence is going to fit in. Because if your run defense isn't sound, you know what? That 70% nickel package you're talking about all of a sudden goes down to 50% and 45% when teams are first and five. Or, excuse me, second and five, or, you know, third and two all the time.
I think Grimes can help support that area and at least maintain it. You know, they don't have to improve it, but maintain it.
Yeah, they just have to maintain it.
He's not afraid to stick his nose in. And you know, Steve, the Bucs have a tradition that their corners have to play run support.
Hey, the traditions are gone. This is Mike Smith. That's old school, man.
That might be old school, but corners better stick their nose.
Tony Dungy's in the hall. Lovey's in the Illinois cornfields.
Grimes better get dirty on run support, or we got a problem here.
Yeah, and especially, and the reason I mentioned it for preseason tonight, game one, is most of the time you know the run's coming. Okay, everybody wants to get some runs in. It's pretty vanilla. You know, you know it's coming. You better stop. But they have the horses to do that. But it's fun, man. We got football here.
We haven't mentioned Gerald McCoy, Steve, and he's had an outstanding camp. You listen to his teammates talk about him. They're saying he's a terror. He's a force. His quickness off the ball, which has always been outstanding, seems to be extraordinary this summer. Maybe McCoy's got rabbit ears, Steve. He's not immune to reading the comments from some Buck fans, and you and I don't understand quite why he's not more embraced by Buck Nation. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Well, one thing I'll tell you about McCoy, and of course this is the Ira Kaufman podcast brought to you by Edmore's Cadillac Tampa and Edmore's Cadillac Brandon on JoeBucksFan.com exclusively. We're having a lot of fun with the game tonight. They had me on Buccaneers.com over the weekend, Ira. You know, I got to make my debut on the official website, moving up in the world.
You didn't shut it down, did you?
I didn't shut it down. I got to have some fun. But they were talking to me about McCoy and everybody raving about him at camp. And I said, you know what? The last 4 years, McCoy's always had a good camp. I don't see anything different from Gerald McCoy out there. He's explosive off the ball. He beats guys. He needs a double team.
And he's healthy.
He makes plays, and he's healthy, which he's been the last four training camps. So I don't see a shred of anything different from McCoy. I'm not going to hype up expectations for him. I think if he can stay healthy and get another 9.5 sack season and be disruptive, that's all we need from him. It's the other guys that we need.
And Steve, if he can be fortunate in avoiding, look, you're always going to be banged up a little bit playing in the trenches, but I don't know how you feel, but I feel that he suffered a serious injury, I believe, fairly early last season. Missed only one game, I believe, Steve. Dedicated himself to being out there. Wasn't as effective as he wanted to be at times. He played hurt last year. And I think he, if he could ever have a relatively healthy season, I think we're looking at a double-digit sack.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all saw him holding his shoulder, clutching his arm week two against the Saints. That affected him all year long. I think he missed a couple of games. I don't have it in front of me. It doesn't matter. He was hurt, and those guys play hurt all the time. But this was a significant injury. He's definitely healthy. And fans are going to see what they're used to from him tonight when he's healthy, which is a strong performance. But it's the other guys that we need to see that crispness, and not just from the guys we expect. Ira, enjoy the night. Don't drink too much. Put your feet up and get typing away for tomorrow morning.
And we'll actually have some action to comment on our next podcast, Steve.
Yeah, that'll be fun, and we'll read your comments on the game tomorrow on JoeBucksFan.com.
You've been listening to the Ira Kaufman Podcast on JoeBucksFan.com, brought to you by Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon.